Last Wednesday, Puerto Rico became the largest local government bankruptcy case in United States history, faced with $123 billion in debt. Youth unemployment sits at 28% in Puerto Rico, twice what it is on the U.S. mainland, with a mean income of $19,000, just over half of the poorest state, Mississippi. Miriam Ramirez, who served in the Puerto Rican Senate between 2000 and 2004, is now a federal affairs and health consultant. The people of Puerto Rico, she says, are in for some crushing economic reality that's already taking hold. Miriam, welcome.
Oh, yes, I'm very happy to be here and very happy to be have a little chat with you about Puerto Rico.
What do you think the people of Puerto Rico are facing now?
My gosh, something we never expected to happen. We have a terrific economic crisis. We owe more money that we can ever produce, I think, for the next 100 years. The people are leaving the island in droves. They're just flying out, sometimes with just the clothes on their back. But the worst part of it is that the people that are leaving are actually the taxpayers. So I don't even know where they're going to get the money, because Puerto Rico is an offshore tax haven for the very wealthy, local very wealthy, and for the multinational corporations. And they don't pay any taxes, federal or state taxes. And the people of Puerto Rico can't handle the economy anymore. So, and we don't really see an end to this. We don't feel like we've lost hope. Let's put it that way.
There were boom times during the debt period when lots of money was being borrowed, and some of these mistakes, the more recent mistakes, were being made. I'm not familiar with Puerto Rican politics, but you were a senator during some of this period. Who raised the red flag? Did you? Did anyone?
Well, the red flag was being raised, but pretty well hidden by the leadership. That's one of the reasons I didn't run for the Senate again, because I didn't think that the politicians were doing what they had to do. And there was so much stuff going on that wasn't within my standards that I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do that. But let me tell you, that hasn't changed a lot. As you see people, you know, losing their homes because they can't pay the mortgage and eat at the same time and leaving, the newspapers there publish every day big contracts giving to individuals who are making about $150,000 or $200,000 a month under contract by the present government and the present organizations in Puerto Rico. And you say, how can this be happening? But take, for example, I worked for the government as a doctor all my life before I became a senator. And I actually received a very low pension because we used to get very low pay. It was good for me, though, because I'd like to do civic work. So my pension is around $2,000 a month. And most of the pensions of the nurses that work for me are $500 a month. Well, they took the money that was deposited in that retirement account, and these people sold it or did something in bonds and everything like that. And all the money from the retirement account is lost. So now they're asking the people that they're going to be deducted like 10 or 15% from their pensions to try to make up for that. And they're trying to go find money somewhere to be able to pay the pensions that they people paid for, like for 30 years, 35 years, like I did. Well, you know, it doesn't make for a happy community to see this happening. And
that could happen to you. That could happen to you.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's happening to me. And it's not, and we don't see the United States focused on it, because the United States, and we are United States, but we feel like, okay, we did that bill, now you take care of it yourselves over there, and move on, you know? But it's not happening like that.
Miriam Ramirez is an obstetrician and former Puerto Rican senator, speaking about the onerous situation economically and its historical context in Puerto Rico. Miriam, thanks so much.
Thank you so very much.